How to Win Mega Millions. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As the Killjoys have told you many times, planning how to spend your Mega Millions jackpot is like making plans for the free electricity you'll get from being struck by lightning, which it's not because you'd have to buy at least 628 tickets for the odds to be that good. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to help you win. I know the odds are astronomical, but they always tell us how unlikely a water landing is, and that happened once, so here goes. Number one, don't pick a birthday. I know a birthday is just as likely to win. The problem is, any combination that could possibly be a birthday will be picked by millions of others, increasing the odds you'll have to split the prize. There's nothing more depressing than having to share your private tropical island with some jerk who has your same birthday. In fact, don't bet any kind of lucky pattern, because that's what people tend to do. And you don't want to think like a person. You want to think like a ping pong ball. Which brings me to rule number two. Any combination you come up with is bad, because it's difficult for people to think randomly. If you're trying to predict a random event, you should try to duplicate as exactly as possible that random event. So, buy an exact replica of the Mega Millions machine, put it in a room set to the exact temperature of the studio where they draw the numbers, run it an hour before the drawing, and pick your numbers based on that. If you win using this plan, you're welcome. I accept tips. And if you lose, there's bound to be some sucker who'll buy your old machine. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.